I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gwen and Chris for a Monday. No Tony today. Idle. He'll be back tomorrow. But I got to share something from Tony with you in a moment. Happy Hour brought to you by GL Pools, swimming pool experts. They are trusted by thousands of you San Diegans out there. Since 2006, the Padres looking great this season, but is your pool? Call GL Pools. Mention the word radio for a free month of pool service. Don't let that go by without paying attention to what I just said. You call GL Pools. You're interested in bringing somebody out to take care of your pool because, you know, maybe you're not happy with the service you have.
Yes.
Maybe
you're tired of doing it yourself.
Or maybe you just moved in to a new neighborhood and you need a new pool person, GL Pools. So you call them and you mention the word radio. You just got a free month of service.
Mm-hmm.
So don't forget about that. GL Pools. Thank you, guys. Our happy hour. Earlier in the show, we talked plenty of Padres. If you want to hear our breakdown of why they lost three straight or how, you know, what's the problem is, I think to quickly recap in order, it is you got to get a hit with a runner in scoring position, which they did not do. They went 0 for 21. If they're not going to do that, they got to start hitting some crooked number home runs. And the guy that needs to start doing a little more in that category is Manny. Pretty much what we came up with. Gavin Sheets isn't the answer in left field. Going to need to address that. I'm sure they're aware of it. There isn't a lot more other than the fact that, you know, the timing was okay because the Dodgers also were swept.
Exactly. So we... You're Padres kind of got away with one.
You're up to date, yeah. It wasn't a good weekend,
if they didn't notice that Gavin Sheets wasn't the left fielder of the future, they should tell him to go grab his glove out of the stands.
Out of the stands?
Yes. That was tough.
That was a tough play to watch. And he tried really hard. But he honestly looked... honestly, you know what they ought to do? If they had a home game today, what I think would have been funny... Because I've seen baseball teams do this to other players before. They're not home, so you can't do it. It wouldn't be funny anymore. But had they been home today, I think somebody could have gone out to the left field wall and did a little tape outline of where he smashed into the wall.
Oh,
kind of made light of it.
Yeah, and
that would
definitely
have been funny.
Should make light
you
of it.
You should, but you can't laugh if you're the Padres. You've got to find somebody who can hit. It plays left field, and Gavin Sheets is not that guy.
They're laughing so that they don't cry.
There was a 95% chance that ball was caught. I don't know what the percent chance was that he would face plant into the fence and drop his glove over. I felt bad for him also.
I did too.
All right. yeah.
Like you said,
it only hurts when you laugh. So
yeah, when he had no glove, I was like, oh my gosh, what are we doing?
Running without a glove is, I'll be honest with you, it's like running out there naked, people.
That was like my
it's
realization.
It's such a weird thing if you run out on a field naked.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, I was going to say that would be really weird.
Yeah, running out of field with no glove.
That was my realization of, hey, bro, I think it's time to rethink your left field isn't killing the Padres thing because yesterday was bad.
I told Braden this. He found it interesting, so I'll pass it along to you. Because we were just talking about how weird it feels to run out onto a baseball field and not have your glove. That used to always be the way it was. Back, and I mean way back, Scraby, even before you could see turn back the clock thing. The teams, the players on teams used to, just share gloves. So the second baseman on one team used the same glove as the second baseman on the other team.
So Gums McGee would give it up to...
Gums would just give it up to the next guy. But they wouldn't bring it off the field with them. They would just leave it there.
Just set it down?
Set it down. The other guy'd run out and pick it up and he'd play defense.
That's crazy.
Then they finally started going a little more personalization where you had your own glove.
Mm-hmm.
They still didn't bring it back with them to the dugout. They just left it out on the field. Glove just sat out there in short right field and waited for Jackie Robinson to come back out and get it next inning.
So they would just play around the glove?
Yeah. Glove would just be on the field.
What was the ruling if the ball hit the glove?
I don't know what the ruling was, but they just didn't worry about it.
That's so crazy.
Things have come a long way.
Yes, they have.
Go ahead.
Do we want to do the big five, or do you want to wait till the end?
Oh, yes, you had one more item. Thank you.
It has nothing to do with sports, but I think everybody can identify with this.
Number one.
And it is about something that happened when I was driving over the weekend.
Okay.
And actually, one of them happened on Friday, and then one of them happened
on
the weekend.
Incidents.
Yes. So you know how when we come down from our hill, you're very familiar with it. You come down, there's that Taco Bell, McDonald's, there's that big light down there. Do you also know, Chris, when people are coming up the hill turning left to go to, like, Vaughn's, that a lot of people run that red light, the left turn light?
Okay. Yeah, they want, because it's a long wait.
It is a long wait, but a lot of people run it. Right. Okay, so I want to know who's worse.
Sorry, I got to finish this up. 1954, baseball put a rule in that you had to bring all your equipment, including gloves, off the field.
1964?
54.
Wow,
but before 54, they kept the stuff out on the field.
That's longer than
that
I
weird?
Thought.
That
is
pretty weird.
Super weird.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, no.
We're turning left.
So, the people, I was coming down the hill. I was trying to leave work. People were turning left, going into the shopping center.
People are running
all
the
time, people run the red so that they don't have to wait anymore.
Right.
Sometimes those people get stuck in the middle of the intersection because there's so much going on.
So much traffic.
There's too
up.
Many cars for that intersection.
And they don't make it through, and now they're stuck in your way.
And our light is green, and we can't get by.
Right.
And so I'm honking. People next to me are honking.
Why
the
are you honking? They can't go anywhere.
Know,
do you know that?
I want them to know that they messed up.
Okay.
And so people in their car are like throwing their hands up like, what do you want me to do? And I want to say, not run the red light.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to know who's worse. The person that does that and gets stuck in the intersection and then makes everybody wait? Or what happened to me yesterday? Sitting at a green light, sitting at a turn lane, one of those long lights where it takes forever for it to change. Person in front, I was about 9 cars back from the intersection.
Oh.
Person in front of me, on their phone.
Yeah.
Not doing anything. So I give the
little tap.
They look up. And then they do the thing where they go, oh, and they slam on the gas, and they spin their tires, and the light turns yellow. They go right through, and I'm stuck at the front.
You didn't
because,
make it?
Because their idiot self was took so much time in the light line that now I am stuck because you were too engrossed with your phone. So which one is more annoying to you, Chris? Person who gets stuck in the intersection or person who doesn't know it's a green light and then leaves you behind a red light?
Well, it's a tough one. And I'll tell you why it's a tough one. In the minds of the law, the first person is far more egregious. As a matter of fact,
the person
staying in the way.
Intersection
hog.
Person. Okay, I like it.
Intersection hog. That is a traffic violation. I know it is in Los Angeles and probably most other places.
Oh, no, it's got to be.
It is. If you go into an intersection when there's no room for you to cross through the intersection, you get a ticket if they catch you. So that person who was in front of you was basically breaking the law.
Yeah,
in the
course.
Minds of, you know, the traffic police out there.
Yeah.
All right, so that would make it worse. But in this case, I think the other person's way worse.
The one who was
on their phone. Negligent that they didn't know it was their turn to go and then left you at the red light because of their negligence.
And then I had to make the decision like, oh, should I run it?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I'm not going to.
Run it, yeah.
On the chat.
Because I think the first person could make a mistake, think they can get through and not make it. So I give them a little leeway, whereas the second person just being totally, you know, totally
egregious
in their lack of paying attention.
I can't even think of the word because I was so angry
just
over the
rude.
Weekend. TRM said, person who gets stuck in the intersection is annoying to everyone. Person in the way is only annoying to the people behind them, which
Fair.
Is true.
Fair point there.
Which is true, but they're both horrible humans.
All right.
Both of them.
That leads me to my next subject.
Oh.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Okay, great.
My guess is that Juan Soto,
Rod said citizen's arrest.
You should have gone out and just...
Can you imagine?
You should have gone out there and cuffed the guy.
Can you imagine me just walking out of my car and just being like...
Citizen's arrest.
That's it.
Yeah. That would have thrown traffic for a loop. Yeah. The police over there.
Yes, I would have.
And you said, hey, this person was blocking my path. Give them a ticket.
Yeah.
All right. So which of these two things, if not both, do you think Juan Soto does when he's driving?
Oh.
Because we already went through this whole thing earlier. Juan Soto is already getting the anger of the Mets and their fans, at least reportedly. He didn't run out of ground ball the other night, which is true. You can see it on the video. He just didn't. He blew off ESPN for a mic'd up interview, which I'll give him a pass on because I think he's done enough of those.
Once you accept it, you have to do it.
But if you say yes, right, you shouldn't switch at the last minute.
You can't just cancel before the game because now the producers are like,
"You're
what
scrambling.
Do we do?"
Yeah, right. But Juan Soto doesn't ever think what anyone else might be thinking, and that's my whole issue with him in the first place. The other one was that he left a bunch of reporters standing there, said he'd be right back, he had to talk to family, and then never came back.
Yeah,
that's flat-out rude.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the Met fans are wondering, and the Mets themselves are wondering, did we really get an enthusiastic guy who cares about this team? And I could have told them that, no, they did not. Anyway, Adam Klug sent us all these stories today. And as I surmised, Anthony Gwynn Jr., who is on Juan Soto's side on all of this, and that's fair.
He's the only...
He's a ball
former
player.
Professional athlete on the
yes,
the station.
He gets a little more pull with what he thinks. He said, "I'm sorry, this article is ridiculous." So I'm thinking, oh, well, I guess I'm way out of line for being critical of Juan Soto. However, about a half an hour later, evidently after he really read it through, Tony said, on second thought, maybe not. So even Tony's coming around a little to the fact that, you know, maybe Soto's out of pocket here. So I just wanted to get that in.
I mean, it threw me for a loop because Tony, and I know that people in the chat say this all the time, Tony's too friendly to players. Well, he understands the player perspective.
He does.
That's why he's friendly
to
players.
He understands it a lot better than you do out there.
Yeah, he understands it a lot better than I do.
Right.
And I can't believe that Tony would come to the other side of this one.
He's not there yet, but he said there might be something there.
We're gonna have to keep pushing.
We'll keep an eye on it.
Now
right?
we
got a break.
Ah,
dang
it.
When we come back, you can finish the thought. And we have not yet talked about Scottie Scheffler, the cheating golfer, wins the PGA.
Cheating golfer.
I'll explain after we get a break that will include some traffic at some point.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. 5:19 is the time. Chris, hello. Tony Gwynn Jr. idol today. Matt Scraby alongside. We've talked about pretty much everything. There's not a lot tonight. NBA, they're down to the Final Four. And it is an interesting group. Knicks haven't won a title in 52 years. Pacers, T-Wolves, Thunder. None of them have ever won a title. Thunder were the Seattle Supersonics prior to moving, and they did win in 1979, but Oklahoma City's never won. Minnesota's never won. Indiana last won an ABA championship, also in 1973. So you're going to have somebody kind of new this year, so that's good. It starts tomorrow, though. Stanley Cup starts tomorrow as well. Yesterday, Scottie Scheffler wins his third major. I honestly thought he was way up, had way more than that already. Anyway, there's two headlines here that don't go together to me. Scrape?
What's that? I'll
pass them along to you. One, Scheffler dominates to win third major title.
Okay. He did do that.
Then just down below, Scheffler says his driver was also ruled to be non-conforming ahead of the PGA.
Ooh, I did not know this.
Not only was Scottie Scheffler's driver illegal, so was Rory McIlroy's.
Hold on.
Now, they don't get in any trouble for this.
No. They definitely would. Now,
but they had to change out their drivers. I don't get this. So, what is going on here?
So they found it to be out of conform. It wasn't conforming before the tournament.
I guess.
Okay.
PGA requested that the USGA conduct driver testing at Quail Hollow. So based on the testing, they found that Scheffler and McIlroy, among I'm sure a few others, did not have conforming clubs. You'd have to explain it better to me. I don't get it. I don't know. But nobody apparently says anything about this. I guess it's okay. Scheffler wins. He didn't use the illegal clubs. But I don't know. If Sammy Sosa was using an illegal bat, he would be suspended for a while.
No, they did not play with this driver in play.
Ever?
Not in this tournament. No, they actually
tested. I know they didn't play it in this tournament. They were deemed illegal.
Yes.
But they might have used them elsewhere. I'm just saying it's a weird thing to me that if you're found to have an illegal piece of equipment in baseball, right, you'd be out for 6 months cheating the game.
I'm reading a quote from Scottie Scheffler.
So I'm just
it's kind of crazy right
I'm
now.
I'm trying to understand this.
So I guess the drivers were... the tests were conducted on the Tuesday before the...
Yeah.
And so they found out that they couldn't use them and they had to switch. Here's what Scottie Scheffler said, which kind of crazy. Quote, so the driver testing is something that regularly happens on tour. My driver did fail me this week. We had a feeling that it was going to be coming because I've trusted that driver or I've used that driver for over a year. I was kind of fortunate for it to last that long, I felt like. So he's openly admitting that he's been using...
So he's used this for a year... And now they find that it was an illegal driver. Doesn't that take something away? I mean, I like Scottie Scheffler. He said that matter of fact.
He did.
And then walked over and picked up his trophy. Like, this would be, and you're talking golf, right? As you like to say, the most honest sport there is. But he's been using an illegal club. He knew it, basically, or he just said, I had a feeling it was illegal. But until they tested it, wasn't going to do anything about it.
All right, so it failed.
That's weird to me, the whole thing.
It failed a spring-like effect because they're saying the elasticity of the club face, which allows it to spring back upon impact with the ball, much like a trampoline. But apparently, according to this article, a driver 1 week could be conforming, and the next week it could be non-conforming because of the wear and tear of the club face. We're getting into the weeds.
That's getting technical,
But
that's technical. Probably too technical for me, but
he said we were prepared. It wasn't that big of a deal, so he knew this was happening.
Yeah, and it all came up because it first came out that McIlroy didn't conform after winning the Masters. It's weird, man. This is golf. It's supposed to be honest. Every one of these guys is pushing the envelope and beyond to cheat with their clubs a little bit. I don't know that this shouldn't be a bigger story. Maybe I'm just missing something here, but nobody seemed to... It's not a big deal. You didn't know about it.
I didn't.
So if you didn't,
was saying that he was having discussions with like the rules officials, and he said if they're going to test drivers, they need to test all drivers. If we're only going to test, if we're going to test only a third of the field, if we're going to do it right, leave it up to us as players like the rest of the rules. So basically he's saying is they need to test all drivers or no drivers.
Fair. Test them all, then.
I agree.
Test all baseball players. We don't just test some of them. But when somebody gets caught, man, they get suspended for a long time.
Yeah, they do.
Golf, just pick up a new club and win the PGA. Weird.
It says, finding driver heads that have crept over the line of conformance is not an unusual occurrence, especially for clubs that are hit thousands of times over a long period of time. Players are simply asked to change the heads if necessary and all do without issue. So it doesn't seem like they're cheating, but definitely seems like Scottie Scheffler knew that his driver was better than it should have been, which doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me.
It bothers me to the extent of they're using better and different equipment that I use, and they don't need it.
Well,
they could take my clubs and hit the ball
on the
300
chat,
yards.
Wouldn't that be similar to a corked bat in baseball?
That's what I'm asking. Why?
No, because you have to alter a bat to put cork into it. They're not altering the driver to put anything into it. They're just
it's being manufactured illegally, evidently, and they're using it knowingly. That seems like not a great combination.
I need to look more into this.
All right, you do that.
I'm going to.
Despite all of this happening, by the way, I got a good kick out of John Rahm being tied for the lead with a few holes left and then finishing 7 over down the stretch. Like, he collapsed. Scheffler won by...
Oh, John Rahm.
Yeah, Scheffler won by 5 because John Rahm went away.
I got to say, this was one of the most boring majors I've seen in a long time.
I know Rahm finished bogey, double, double.
Did he scream and yell? That's what he does.
Well, he wasn't pleased.
It's from the chat. Club manufacturers make pro club faces thinner than normal consumers, and over time they get thinner from compression. So basically, you hit your driver a bunch,
you hit it so often, it becomes illegal.
Exactly.
That doesn't make a lot of
sense.
It
doesn't, but I get it.
How do you get it?
Because each time you're striking the ball, you're taking a little bit of that driver face off. So
it now hits the ball further?
Thinner. Yes, and so you're getting more of a spring-like effect.
That's too technical for me.
I know, we did go in the weeds there, but I can't wait to get into this later.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it. You got the Scraby Chronicles coming up. We got a little break coming up. A potpourri of Monday sports entertainment for you when Gwen and Chris returns after a short timeout.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, if you're just tuning in, you're just a half hour away from the Scraby Chronicles. That's right. That's when Matt Scraby kicks me out of the studio and takes over the airwaves from 6 to 7 p.m. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. idle today, and Scraby alongside here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. This final segment of Gwynn and Chris today brought to you by Frozen Rope San Diego. Hey, parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt. With Frozen Ropes, he says, is your child 6 to 12 years old? Listen up, because our Baseball Summer League is the perfect fit for your player. It starts June 16th, goes through August 17th. Summer League includes 8 practices, 8 games. Go to sandiegofrozenropes.com. That's sandiegofrozenropes.com. I recognize that phrase, Scraby. Frozen Ropes.
Yeah.
Because I gave up a lot of those. Back in my day.
I thought you said you hit a lot of those.
No, I wish I did. I gave a lot of them up. We're talking about last segment, and you'll check into this further, because I really expect a report from you.
I got an explanation on Twitter.
Somewhat illegal usage of clubs by Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy ahead of the PGA, which nobody cares about.
Yes.
What is your explanation? Why don't you give
it
to us real
simple.
Quick? It's
so simple. Okay. I'm sorry to Depressed Padre.
Oh, Depressed Padre is the name of the Twitter person?
Said, Matt Scraby, the clubs are not conforming because they are so broken in. Hence why Scottie Scheffler was saying he's been using it throughout the year, so he knew it was about time. I'm telling you, the way that they hit the club and how many times they've hit a ball with that golf club wears down the face. You get closer to the sweet spot,
okay,
and you can trampoline better.
All right, so see? All right, yeah.
I'm still gonna.
I guess
look
I
into
see.
It. I'm still gonna look into it.
Here's some cheating that I can wrap my mind around. Philadelphia Phillies reliever Jose Alvarado yesterday, 80 games, violating Major League Baseball's drug policy. He was tested positive for exogenous testosterone, performance enhancing substance. MLB said in a statement. Alvarado's not spoken to the media, but Phillies president of baseball operations, Dave Dombrowski, said the positive test was caused by a weight loss drug that Alvarado took during the offseason. Didn't work. I don't know if you saw Jose Alvarado this year. He looked pretty chunky to me. Dombrowski said Alvarado accepted the suspension. It's not appealing. And then here's the quote that just annoys me to no end, but it's in every one of these stories, Scrabe. Quote from Dombrowski, It's not something he did knowingly.
Yeah.
I believe that the way he talked to me. I would like one time, be the person other than Andy Pettit, the only one that ever did it, that said, yeah, I knowingly did it. I was trying to get a little advantage there and got caught. And here's the funny thing. They're never going to say it. I get it because it's too embarrassing to be caught like this. But stop accepting the answer, it's not something he did knowingly. Because you just know that's a lie.
I immediately think... When that excuse is made, I think you're making an excuse.
It's a lie. Jerks and Profar, I love you, but you got to be smarter than you were. Alvarado, I got no excuses for you either, nor any of these other guys that get caught. Fernando's in the group.
Don't
think I'm leaving him out. But do I believe that Fernando did it unknowingly? No. I believe he did it knowingly. And I will always believe that.
See, I don't think he did it. I think he did it knowingly, but I don't know that he did it to
cheat. There's no other way to do it.
It was like a steroid cream. How can you become stronger from a cream?
I have no idea, but somebody thinks you can.
I guess you're right.
Barry Bonds, I believe, was regarded to have taken the same cream. There was a whole...
Barry Bonds just eating growth hormone
cream. Who knows?
Cream.
Barry Bonds, I mean, I don't know. Here's another idiot athlete of the week.
Okay.
And then I'll throw to you. You got a couple things?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Here's idiot athlete of the week. The NBA has fined Oklahoma City Thunder All-Star Jalen Williams $25,000 for wearing clothing that had profane language on it during his post-game media session after their victory yesterday in Game 7 of the West. I almost will give you a break if your message on your T-shirt said, bleep the Nuggets, or, you know.
Yeah, something bleep, to do with that.
Bleep whoever thought we couldn't win.
Yeah.
Or bleep whatever. Or thank goodness we bleep and did it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give you a pass, but I'd at least think about giving you a pass.
Okay.
For what he had written, you're just an idiot.
I didn't.
The shirt in question had the words, F art, let's dance. Huh?
Okay.
Great message. Cost of 25,000. Hope it was worth it.
Some people will say that dance is art.
I would think, right? Dance, I think, is art to a lot of people. I don't know, 25,000
seems like a lot. Now, does it say the word without any asterisk in it? Like, sometimes you'll see an asterisk in there? Or is it just...
Apparently, it had the actual word.
Okay.
But it doesn't say that in the story.
Okay,
but
you always got to asterisk it if you're going to put it out publicly like that.
I don't understand it. You got whatever message you wanted to get across, and I know you're richer than, you know, I'll ever be and anyone else will ever be. So $25,000, not anything to you, but seems kind of stupid to do that.
Seems like a lot of waste.
Seems like just you know, give me and Scraby the money.
I'll take it.
We'll walk around and yell that 10 times each.
I'll go throw tomato soup and all the paintings around town.
Right. I'll go to an art store and yell that once and then get out.
Yeah.
Give me the money.
Both Chris and I, Chris will dance as I throw paint on art.
Yeah, give us the money.
That is, you know what? If he has a cause, good for him.
I guess it doesn't make sense to do that.
I don't
get it.
All right. Let's go to traffic first, and then we'll get into what I have.
Okay.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Definitely seeing some improvements on our roads. Crash has cleared on eastbound 52 near Regents Road. Westbound 8, accident cleared near Mission Gorge Road, but we've got a stalled pickup truck west 8 before the 5. That's being pushed over the right shoulder. And collision involving a couple cars eastbound King Freeway near Kelton. That's over to the right shoulder. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, so a kind of a mini 30-mile zone here today. But we talked about this at length when it happened. But Elijah Arenas, remember him? He's Gilbert Arenas' son.
How's he doing?
He's apparently getting
a
lot
like
better.
A decent human here in you know, care about how this turned out.
It sounds like things are getting better. Because
it is pretty interesting now that he's feeling better. No one seems to, you know, the story is nowhere.
Yeah, he's getting ready for basketball soon.
Yeah, it was only a big deal
when he got put into a coma.
When he got put into a coma. Now that he's fine, you know, we got other things to cover.
All right, so he was driving a Tesla Cybertruck.
Okay.
And I'm sorry to anybody who drives a Cybertruck. I just don't see the appeal to the Cybertruck.
This isn't a sorry. Those things are sorry looking. I even if you own one, you got to think that they're sorry looking.
No, I think that they think they're cool.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
I'm not a fan.
Go ahead.
But he was driving one of those, and apparently Gilbert Arenas said on All the Smoke that his son was driving to his workout, and the steering wheel went limp while he was driving, so he had zero control over the car, resulting in plowing into a fire hydrant before he barreled into a tree.
Yeah.
The vehicle then caught on fire, but the kid couldn't get out. Elijah couldn't get out because the bullet or the windows were bulletproof.
Wow.
Apparently, the reason he was in the hospital was because of smoke inhalation, because he was trapped inside the burning car for 10 minutes.
Yikes.
10 minutes.
And I have two comments.
Yes.
One, a long time.
That is a long time.
1 minute is a long time.
In radio, 30 seconds is a long, but 10 minutes is an eternity.
Yeah. Secondly, I would file a lawsuit quickly. And just to address it to Mr. Musk, care of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It'll get to him.
I don't think he lives there anymore.
I don't think he lives there, but they know where he is. You
know what he'll do with that letter? Rip it up.
I'm sure he will, but don't you think a lawsuit's coming here? I mean, if the steering wheel went limp while the guy's trying to drive?
It's all
just about died?
It's all computer based, and so they have tracking on this.
I would think there's something there.
Apparently,
and you know me, I throw a lot of that stuff out of my courtroom.
Yeah.
But that one I don't think I could throw out. The kid was driving to practice and just about died.
Yes, the quote is steering wheel went limp, and when I say limp, I'm saying you're turning it and nothing's
happening.
You're
not going anywhere,
right?
Nothing's
happening.
That would be
apparently
that'd be a little
scary. Some good Samaritans came by, and he had a crack in one of the windows, and they were able to open the window by the crack, and that's how he got out.
No, the good Samaritan saved him for sure.
Yeah.
No, that was a, you know, much scarier incident.
It was totally scary.
You know, we kind of blew it off like, you know, he'll be okay.
Yeah.
But it was pretty touch and go.
It was touch and go, and I'm glad that he's doing okay, but that sounds extremely, extremely scary.
Yes.
Now, here's some 49er news, Chris, for you.
Well, it only took 3 hours and 44 minutes, so I'll give it to you.
I think I'm really good, okay, because I didn't say anything once.
I would like to know what's the matter with the Philadelphia Phillies.
Why? What's wrong with them?
They did not score in the top of the first at Colorado. Go ahead.
Okay. After extending Brock Purdy last week, which my DMs were filled with, your team is done, which... Okay. Let me get into a place where I can...
Please finish or confirm that it was people texting you this. It was not me saying
it. Oh, no.
I don't want to be blamed for this.
If you want a quarterback in the NFL that's not on a rookie quarterback contract...
It's pretty much what it costs.
You have to pay what they paid for Brock Purdy.
Pretty sure.
And people were like, well, then you should have just let him walk. Who's going to play quarterback then? This is the cost of doing business in the NFL right now. You want a franchise quarterback, you give them $55 million. That's what it is.
Yeah. I'd have to go through every quarterback salary in the NFL right now, and I don't have time to do it. But other than Jaden Daniels, who's on a rookie quarterback.
He might be the only.
A rookie contract.
Yeah.
Other than him. Name a quarterback that's not making $50 million who's any good. And I'm sure you can find someone, but you're right, Bryce Young. Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, who's not making 50?
Who's not making 50, who's good.
Ooh.
Give me somebody not making 50, who's good.
C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud's also on a rookie deal, so he doesn't count. Daniels don't count.
Let me go through
talking about somebody that's, you know, not controlled by the rookie salary. Right?
Yep.
So they can make what they want, and they make they don't make 50, but they're winning, you know, they're contending for the Super Bowl. I don't know anyone, anybody.
Right, I'm looking. I mean,
off the top of my head, I could miss somebody, and I don't have time to go through all 32 rosters.
Jared Goff makes a ton of money. Jordan Love makes a ton of money.
Yeah, they all do.
Justin Herbert makes a ton of money.
Josh Allen.
Sam Darnold doesn't make $50 million, but he is
40.
Yeah, he's up there.
And he's, you know, he still isn't considered a good quarterback. I mean, he had one good year.
Yeah. You're probably right about that. I didn't even think about
that.
So
that answers that person's complaint to you.
Yes, but anyway, that's not the news story. The news story is that after extending Brock Purdy and extending tight end George Kittle, the 49ers have extended one of my favorite players on the team. Maybe the favorite player on the team.
Hmm.
Fred Warner. Linebacker.
Oh, our own guy from San Diego.
He is from San Diego.
We love Fred.
The girl who cuts my hair cuts his mom's hair and his sister's
hair.
What
high school did Fred go to? Mission Hills. Yeah.
3 years, $63 million. $56 million of that is guaranteed.
Don't hold that against a guy that's that good.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's very good.
He could win defensive
Fred
player
Warner's
of the year
the guy.
Every year if he wanted to.
Fred Warner's one of the best players in the league.
He is one of the best players in the league.
Good for him, man. That's a great career that he's had. And underappreciated San Diegan.
Yes, very underappreciated.
Yeah, because we don't give him enough cred. And, you know, Fred, just because I said all those nice things, maybe your mom's listening, get on the show one day.
Well, we had him
that
on the show.
That would make Scraby's year.
We had him on the
we
show.
We did?
Way back when. And guess what? Tony brought him on the show.
Okay.
And
didn't go good? Or
No, it went fine, except for I wrote down the wrong position on the sheet.
And we called him.
No, wait. So Tony says, oh, joining us right now, San Diego, San Francisco 49ers safety, Fred. And he goes, I'm actually a linebacker. And Tony's daggers through his eyes, which I definitely deserved.
Oh,
I was
dagger
just,
to you, yeah.
I was just so excited to have Fred Warner on the show.
All right, well, let's get him on again.
I'll try.
Let's start working on
it. It's kind of a big deal now.
So what? He's in San Diego. He should do something in his own town. I'd like to see that. We got 8 minutes left, or six. So I think there's enough time for this.
Okay.
Who would you put, and I think I know, but I want you to correct me if I'm wrong. Who would you put on the San Diego, connected to San Diego deeply? You're either from San Diego or you're really connected. You played here for that long.
Okay.
Okay, or you know what I mean?
Yes,
you're connected.
Yes,
you don't have to
yes.
be born in the city limits.
Yes.
But you're connected deeply to San Diego. Who are you putting on the Mount Rushmore? You got four athletes in any sport. And I saw this over the weekend on Twitter, and I thought, this is an easy one, but it's not. There's a lot of possibilities here, more than we think. And it also depends on how you want to do this. But I think Tony's dad has got to be one.
Has to be.
I believe that Junior Seau has to be another.
Where was he originally from?
Oceanside.
Oh, that's right. He played Oceanside High School.
All right. So, yeah, I think the combination of that. So I think Junior, I think Tony, and I know Tony was born in Long Beach, but too much of a connection to this city. It's a little hazy after that because it depends where you want to go. I don't tend to include Ted Williams. Because although he was born and raised here and he played a little in the minor leagues, his fame came in Boston. So that's why I don't include Ted Williams, but some of you might want to.
I have a couple of suggestions when you're ready.
Okay, and I'm going to just throw one more name out there and then let you take a few.
Okay.
How about one of the great golfers of all time, even though we don't put him in that category?
Phil?
Phil Mickelson. Should he be considered, despite many of the warts on his personal resume? All right, so I named a few there, but there's many more.
Phil's an interesting one, for sure.
So who? I originally thought
Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers, no.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
LaDainian Tomlinson, potentially, yes.
Okay.
He was that good. He was an MVP. Philip Rivers, no, not good enough.
We got a vote for Clay in the South Bay, says Bill Walton.
Bill Walton, outstanding call. What a career. Hall of Fame, San Diego, all the way.
Katie says Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk basically put skateboarding on the map.
Yes, but I, being you know, not cool or hip, don't really consider skateboarding to be in the. And I'm going to piss off all the skateboarders.
It's a really athletic sport.
But it's it's just out there. It's on the fringes of what I, you know, refer to.
Have you ever tried to skate before?
I can skateboard. I can't do anything that Tony Hawk could do.
Can you kickflip McTwist?
Of course not. Of course not. But because I can't do something doesn't mean it's a great... I think, look, it's an X game. I don't put X games in here.
Okay.
Sorry, Tony Hawk fans.
All right.
I'm going to lose that battle to those people. And
got
I
another
just have
one.
To live with it.
Got another one.
Tony Hawk's pretty, you know, impressive, though.
Marcus Allen.
Marcus Allen, great. How about...
Marshall Faulk is another one,
right? How about Kawhi? He's tied to San Diego. Is it enough? Anyway.
He's from L.A.
Here's the thing. The conversation is a little more interesting than I thought.
Ooh, we got some really good ones, but you may not like one of them.
Okay.
Adam Jones, baseball player?
Yeah, but not to that level. Great player, but not to that level.
Well, Rey Mysterio, do you even know who he is?
Yes, he was in my studio once. Wrestler.
Oh, yes.
Had his mask on the whole time.
Well, that's him.
I know.
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson, outstanding
But
call.
he's not a sport.
No, he is. I consider NASCAR's not in the X Games. NASCAR's NASCAR.
That's all I got for...
I think Jimmy Johnson would have to be in there.
Oh, Trevor Hoffman?
Connected pretty good to San Diego. Yeah, considered.
John said Sean White, but that's an X game.
Yeah.
Cole Hamels?
Good, but not to that level.
That's all I got.
All right, so I'm going to finish
Antonio Gates?
Love it, but not enough.
Okay.
I'm going to finish the day with these four.
Oh, Xander Schauffele.
Good. But I'm going to put Phil in over him.
Yeah, you have to.
All right, here's my four. And then you can, you know, DM me or whatever. Tony Jr. are the only two automatics. I honestly feel that way. I think you can make an argument for or against almost everyone else. But I'm going to go with Jimmy Johnson and Phil Mickelson because I can't break the tie with Hall of Fame players like LaDainian Tomlinson and Ted Williams and people like that.
Okay.
So I'm going to put Phil and Jimmy on there. Jimmy's the best NASCAR driver ever. Mm-hmm. You can make the argument.
No. Richard Petty.
I don't know.
Richard
Petty was in a different era where there was like, you know, if you people from one not... state were in the competition.
You ain't rubbing, you're racing.
I know. Richard Petty was pretty the king of the deal. I get it. But Jimmy, I don't know. I have to bring Bill Center in on an official designation there.
Someone said a dude that drives in circles. I would love to see people driving. I would love to see people get in a NASCAR and try to drive that thing.
Drive in circles. Yeah.
It is so tiring. I did a somewhat NASCAR thing one time, and I was exhausted after like five laps. I was they don't have automatic steering in those cars.
The wheel doesn't go limp?
No, it could if you crash, but no.
All right. It's a more interesting discussion than I thought it originally was.
I agree.
Because there's a lot of possibilities.
I didn't think about it that way, but
Scraby
I agree.
Chronicles is coming right up. Stick around. We're back tomorrow before Padre Baseball. Tony will rejoin us from Toronto. Have a good rest of your Monday night, everyone.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.